Support for Tech News Briefing comes from Optum. They're tackling the biggest challenges in healthcare with innovative, data-driven solutions that help improve outcomes for everyone. Optum, how well gets done. Learn more at Optum.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Facebook provides a preview of its privacy makeover. It will allow European users to opt out of targeted ads and facial recognition, but it will still be harder to do than sharing. The very latest, but first, these tech headlines. Rivals Amazon and Best Buy join forces to sell TVs powered by Amazon's Fire TV operating system. The companies will sell 11 models starting this summer with TVs by Toshiba and Best Buy house brand Insignia. Best Buy will feature the Amazon-powered TVs for sale in its stores and on its website, and also become a merchant on Amazon's website, where it will sell these TV sets exclusively. Tesla could benefit from China's new rules for foreign automakers. China's announcement that it will ease its strict joint venture rules on foreign car makers could benefit the electric car company at the same time Tesla needs a charge. The company has long sought to manufacture its electric cars in China, its second biggest market after the U.S., but it has previously shied away from conforming with China's rules. Airbus and two of the world's most recognizable tech billionaires, Microsoft founder Bill Gates and SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son, proposed to build and launch some 500 small satellites to provide unmatched video coverage of the globe. The Earth Now project is still in its formative stages, but in an interview, Earth Now CEO Russell Hannigan said the current concept envisions satellite weighing close to 500 pounds each, with a total cost for the system above $1 billion. But those numbers could change. Coming up, Facebook's privacy makeover. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In a preview of how Facebook is changing its privacy policy, the site this week will start asking European users for permission to use their personal data to power features like facial recognition and some forms of targeted advertising. Let us get the very latest. Joining us now from San Francisco with more is Wall Street Journal reporter Deepa Seetharaman. Hey, Deepa.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. So right now, this privacy makeover is set to test the waters in Europe. What kind of new protocol is at work?
So what Facebook is doing is they have a requirement in Europe owing to a new privacy law that is expected to go into effect on May 25th, where they have to design systems where users explicitly consent for certain types of features or certain types of data collection. So this week, they are going to roll out these sort of permission forms for three or four different parts of the website. So European users will be able to say whether or not they want to sign up for facial recognition technology or a handful of targeted ad products, but it's very limited. And also there's the design itself leaves a lot to be desired because it sort of rushes you into consent.
Jumping onto what you just started to get into, what has the reception been like overall, you know, regarding this privacy facelift? What do its biggest critics have to say? Can you expand on that?
It's yielded a lot of criticism. You know, I sat with the Facebook executives and heard them kind of walked myself and several reporters through what the new screens would look like. And there were just endless questions from the room about, you know, what is the exact purpose of the design here? I mean, you look at the first screen and you could see accept and continue in bright blue, and it's very easy to click on, and you can, you know, go on your merry way and hand over your data to Facebook. There isn't a decline in continue button. Instead, there's a white button that's harder to see that says manage settings, and you have to go through two more screens before Facebook says, okay, I accept your decision. You don't need to hand over data.
Interesting.
Design choices like that, they draw a lot of criticism because what is Facebook really trying to do here? You know, they say we want to provide full information. We want to make sure you understand what you're signing up for, but they don't require you to read all that information when you hit accept and continue, and they do when you don't want to hand over any information. So it's a puzzling.
Right, right. Does Facebook indicate it's receptive to working with, you know, privacy advocates? I mean, obviously this is a start, but it'll be a work in progress.
Oh, I mean, they do. And they do have conversations with privacy advocates. They do have conversations with experts. They, you know, ultimately you have to look at what they build and how and the direction they're going. And so this is one example, sort of the permission screens and the way they're designed. They're designed in a way that it pushes you to consent to handing over your data to Facebook. And that's drawing some criticism. And there are other flaws to the system. You know, Facebook introduced there's a new format for teenagers who use Facebook services now, and you have to get parental consent for some of those to use some of their features. But, you know, Facebook says, okay, who's your parent on Facebook? Or if your parent's not on Facebook, give us an email address of your parent. And there's no mechanism for them to check to make sure that's actually your parent. And, you know, there are little loopholes like this that, right. You know, are a little, they're questionable.
So obviously a lot to iron out here. Any word on how soon we can expect expansion in the U.S. and beyond?
They say in the next weeks and months, you know, and I want to stress, I mean, this is something that Facebook said again and again. And over the last few weeks, they've launched a number of different privacy related features. And they say they're going to continue to do that. It's been going at a clip of one a week or more. And so I think they're trying. They're trying to at least get some sort of message out there. But the actual product and, you know, their words, there seem to be, at least with this one announcement, there's a gap.
It's obviously going to be something we'll keep our eye on and see what progress is going to be made here. So we'll have to have you back. Deepa, thanks as always.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
For more on Deepa Seetharaman's coverage, head to WSJ.com. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.